There's so much shit to talk about. Francesca's back on the scene.
I fucked a grapefruit.
I had burn marks all down my dick.
And she stroked my asshole, but I thought it was going to be a brand new.
I haven't had too much asshole play in my life, but I just know it's really good. It's a good time. I'm going to read you the text I sent so no one has any fucking weird ideas. I'm not even gonna answer.
Maybe
you started.
It was for you guys. It wasn't for me. Hey guys, welcome back. What the fuck is going on? There's so much shit to talk about. Francesca's back on the scene. She's just gone through a breakup. Shit's going on there. I asked my OnlyFans what you guys want to hear about, and there was one question that I want to give you guys. Would you ever fuck a pie, like American Pie style? That's the only one I got out of my OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Have you?
Why not?
I fucked a grapefruit.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it sting? Did it burn?
Yeah, the citrus seems like it might.
What if it gets
in your pee hole?
I was curious. This is a lot younger Harry. I was at home one day. Everyone was out and about. We have a beautiful grapefruit tree at our house.
Nice.
I was like, I've seen this online somewhere. I think it was a video with the girl and the grapefruit fucking blowjob gone crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can jam my cock in this. As you naturally do when you see a nice, juicy, plump grapefruit in the bowl where your family eats out of. And I was like, you know what? I'll whack it in the microwave. I don't know how long to keep this bitch in here. I carved a nice, like, skinny hole in there so it's nice and tight. I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
God.
I had burn marks all down my dick.
Wait, from the microwave, to
it was
be clear,
too hot?
Not the citrus.
Yeah, from the microwave, because it was so hot that I burnt the fuck out of my cock. Oh.
You didn't put your finger in first to give it a little tester?
Well, I didn't want my boner to go down, so I'm like, fuck, I better jam this in. I was on the kitchen bench with a leg up, like, fuck. It was the worst. Yeah. I had to fight through the pain there to get that nut. No,
and there's a video of it actually on Harry's OnlyFans. If you subscribe to Harry's OnlyFans today, you could see him burning his cock on
the
grapefruit.
Yeah, it's like we did burn fetishes over there. Tomorrow will be a fucking candle up my ass. Yeah. But we have so much shit to talk about. So there's that. I want to touch on the time I thought I was getting a brand deal when I was in Bali, but ended up getting my asshole tickled by someone.
Those are two kind of different things.
And milk. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's crazy. What else did I fucking text you?
Oh, let's. You know, I'm just going to play the voicemail. I'm just going to play the voice message.
Look, the energy's high. We've all had a Celsius. We're off the shit today.
Yeah, we're fucking
We're good.
I'm just sending you a voicemail because I'm driving and I can't put it in my notes. I want to talk about how to get over someone, like talking about the process, like what I do when I'm like seriously hurting by someone, blah, blah, blah. Hand jobs, blow jobs, tips.
Oh.
I asked my OnlyFans some questions as well, so I have some shit on there. I want to talk about the Francesca Demi drama. Like, I want to go into detail on that.
Nice.
The TikToks, what we mean, what's happening. And just save this. I'm going to save it as well. And Doja Cat. I love Doja Cat's music right now.
I don't know where that comes
from. Her music's so good. For now, there's probably some more in my head, but my memory sucks. Oh. That's why I'm sending you this right now.
And then there was the second one. What is the second one? You don't get it?
And this is the other thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the time I got beat off at a massage parlor in Bali. And she stroked my asshole, but I thought it was going to be a brand deal.
I don't understand how you can expect to get a brand deal at a massage parlor in Bali.
Let's save that for the end. Oh my God, what the fuck is going on? We are back with another beautiful ad break. And one thing about me that you'll notice is I am smooth and supple. I am so beautifully Manscaped, and today's sponsor is Manscaped. This is genuinely a brand that I do use. Ladies, if you're listening, this is the perfect gift for your hairy boyfriend. I personally have the Lawnmower 3.0 at home. I did order this before. This is the first time we're talking about Manscaped, but this is actually genuinely a brand that I do use. There's a ball deodorant. If your man has musty nuts, get him this stuff. If lads, if you're listening, try it. Rub it down there because you never know when you could have sex. I can't remember the last time I've planned a hookup with someone. So put the ball deodorant on before you get your day started. But I have to talk about a couple things, and that is the Lawnmower 3.0. It has a light on it. It is genuinely a lifesaver. It doesn't cut. Like, I don't know. I use female, I use the leg raises for, I used to use it on my nuts, and a couple times I've clipped myself, and I've been there with, in my bathroom with tissue paper, trying to stop the blood pissing out of my ball sack. So this is legit a lifesaver if you're listening and you do need to trim your junk. And if you want to jump over to manscaped.com, check out the Perfect Package 3.0. It includes a crop preserver, which is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put some deodorant on your smelliest part of your bodies? And that is your balls, because they do stink. Lads, again, go to manscaped.com, get 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code TAPIN. It will save you 20% and free shipping. Again, manscaped.com, unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job. You have no excuses now, motherfuckers. 20% off free shipping, code TAPIN, manscaped.com.
The people are here from BFF's podcast.
I'm curious, so this will keep them till the end.
We'll keep you in the end. We're going to wait till that. But the people here from BFF's podcast, he's just in disbelief. I spoke about the Francesca and this whole situation, the hairy kerfuffle, the shit that's going on. And I'm going to go into detail on this shit because, number one, the thing that – I'll be a little bit more serious. The thing that annoys me the most is there's someone – or upsets me the most is there's someone hurting, and that's Demi, her ex-girlfriend. They just broke up, and I believe I've been a little bit insensitive. So I want to take this time to apologize to Demi. I'm sorry you guys are going through a breakup, and I'm sorry that I've been such a fuckhead and thought it was a perfect time to start making funny TikToks on the situation, which is like my natural reaction to any sort of like traumatic event or whatever in my entire life. I always will try and make it funny. I just think that's how I deal with shit. But
what's her Instagram?
Demi?
Yeah.
Demi Sims, I believe.
I'm going to comfort her.
Yeah, me and Ari's got her.
She's actually into women.
Only women. No, only women.
Yeah. Yeah, so am I. We have a lot in common.
But okay, so for context, if you heard me on BFF's podcast, I spoke about this, but I'm going to talk about it here because I love you guys and I'm rocking with you, and thank you for tuning in, tapping in. You know the vibes. So the other day, last weekend, I was chilling at home. I woke up and I had a weird feeling in my gut. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Something is wrong with me today. I had this feeling that just something was out of place. So what do? I go to, I text one of the guys I box with. I'm like, let's go do some hill sprints. Let's get in the sun. Let's feel good. Because sun, being in the sun always makes you feel good. Apparently, if you put your asshole in the sun, it recharges you. It's really good for you.
I've heard of that. Perennial sunning.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know what.
A lot of doctors.
Perennial sunning. I got rooftop access now, and so I might start. I'm going to try it out.
I'm going to do it. I'm literally going to spread my hole in the sun. Anyway.
I was watching a TED Talk, and they call the butthole the solar panel of the human body.
Well, no, is that real?
No,
that's not real. I was like, yo, send me that episode. Anyway, so sunshine, hill sprints, great day. We're getting fit. We're getting fantastic. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm sore. Like, it's been a big week boxing. I've been punched. I've been kicked. Well, I haven't been kicked because we box. Just punched. And I'm exhausted. So I'm going to get a masseuse. And now on this app that I have on my phone, you just order a masseuse. They pull up to your crib and they massage the shit out of you. You don't know what their name is. You don't know who it is. So I get this insane massage and it was really good. She kissed my heart at the end of it. And I'm like, this is weird. Kissed my heart in my stomach. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Her name was Francesca, which I thought was bizarre. Like, out of all the people in the entire world that come and give me a massage, it's this old lovely lady by the name of Francesca. So I'm like, there's something weird happening today. So I check Instagram and it's a year since the show aired because all my other fellow beautiful cast members posted the show. Oh my God, it's a year, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. And it just, I was like, sweet, I better text her. So I'm going to read you the text I sent so no one has any fucking weird ideas thinking that I'm trying to come and wrangle her up again. Because out of complete respect for their relationship, that's not the case whatsoever. I texted Francesca this, and I'm going to read it exactly how it is. hey, fuck it. No, I'm joking. Hey, stranger. I don't really know how to start this. As you know, it's been a year since the show aired, and it got me reflecting a lot. I won't drag this message out too much. I deeply regret a lot of my actions over the last year, and I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. We both made a lot of regrettable decisions throughout the past year, and I just wanted to lose my stubbornness and move past it like adults. I hope wherever you are, you are filled with happiness and love. I just want to say congrats on all your success over the past year, and I am and always will be proud of you. Thanks for some of the best memories, and at the bare minimum, would love to be your friend. Anyway, enjoy your day or evenings. Please give Romy a pat for me. Like a gentleman.
Very sweet, very mature. So nice.
And the response was, you ready? Hola.
Nice.
Great. And then I said bonjour. She said something in French, and I was like, I can't speak spaghetti. Can we try English? And then it was downhill from there. Now we hate each other again. But no, okay. And also, there was a TikTok that got posted. Now, if anyone wants to come at me and say, oh, I was doing this for clout, blah, blah, blah. It was my wishes to keep it off social media and whatnot. But we were talking, and then Francesca thought it was a funny idea to make a TikTok. And I actually believe that she's had a lot of growth, and she's a good human deep down, because she was like, oh, I actually do feel horrible now. I'm being insensitive to the Demi situation. I posted a TikTok back trying to be funny, and then it kind of went on from there. So, and then I also posted the we're cool now on my story, because I know a lot of my like followers and fans of the show were a little bit confused. They didn't know what was going on. So we're cool. There's nothing that's happening. There's nothing out of the ordinary. She's in London. I'm in Los Angeles. Fuck, I almost had a stroke. I'm in Los Angeles. Everything's great. It's good to be on mutual terms with her and not really have any enemies, because that shit sucks. Like, it sucks to have someone that you cared about and have some of the most important memories that you've ever had in your entire life, and a life-changing experience with someone, to them think of them as a stranger. So moving forward, no more bad shit. I'm just trying to be funny. And yeah. What the fuck is going on? Sorry, I just spat on a fucking vibrator. Hi, guys. We're back with Balesa. This. Where the fuck did I do that? I just wanted to teach you guys how to give a good hand job. We're lubing this thing up. But you know the vibes. Balesa is back, bitches. Ethical porn. Sex toys. A fucking great time. I've been fooling around with this little vibrator since we've been on our little break. Listen to that. Imagine that. That will tickle your little bean. What a good time. As you guys know, Balesa is leading the ethical porn revolution, which is happening right now. Balesa is the head honchos at Ethical Porn, directed by women, made for women, to help women get to the end goal, and that's to make you come. That's what we're here to do. For as little as $1 a month, you can get unlimited access to a growing library of over 50 channels and 30 adult studios, including AVN award-winning reality porn series in the Balesa House, where female porn stars actually choose who they want to have sex with. And that sounds like a really good TV show. Balesa, can I please join that house? That sounds like the best house. Imagine the fun you'd have. Also, Balesa Plus is offering 100% discreet billing. You can pause or cancel with one click at any time. You can even use your vibrator to click the cancel button if you want. But we're not going to do that over here. We're going to enjoy a nice curve. Look at the curve in that. That's going to tickle your G-spot. I just know it. This is so smooth and supple. I kind of want to put it in myself. Anyway, go over to bplus.co/tapin. You can pay whatever you want for the Netflix of porn and join the ethical porn movement. You have to be 18 and over, of course. But again, Balesa also has nice little vibrators and take good care of you. They're very smooth. They're golden. They're discreet. And your mother will have no idea what the fuck these are. And again, bplus.co/tapin. Pay what you want. Enjoy the show. We'll leapfrog onto how to get over someone successfully in a breakup or make them jealous.
Nice.
Something I'm really good at.
You try to make girls jealous?
All the time. I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. Not surprising, hey? No, I've had my fair share of heartbreaks, and I know how to kind of get under people's skin. So if you've just gone through a heartbreak right now, I don't know if this is toxic. I don't know if everyone does it. But my best piece of advice is post as many Instagram stories, TikToks, and everything like that of you just happy. Even if you're sad, depressed, in your room, get out, go see a friend, go listen to some Doja Cat. Shout out fucking Doja Cat. Your music's great. I would kiss you. I've been listening to your shit all week. I don't know what the fuck is in that music, but I'm so addicted. For some reason, I feel like a little teenager. Anyway.
Yeah, she's great. She's fun.
She's good.
She's wonderful. I'm a fan. Hi, Doja Cat, if you're listening.
Do you listen to her music?
Yeah, she's great.
Bro, she's so good.
I've never heard it.
Kiss me more. No, that's it. Bro,
she's fun.
My
it's
car
like...
just like vibing. Like, it's so good. Fuck, it's like addicting. I blame TikTok because I'll go on TikTok, I'll hear the song 100 times, and I'll just put it on repeat. Anyway, we want to go in there. We want to act like everything's perfect. And I promise you, this person is looking at your account on fake accounts, even if they cheated on you, even if they're a piece of shit. They're looking at your account on fake accounts. They're doing their thing. The best thing that you can do after a breakup or in a situation like that is to pretend everything's amazing, because the more you pretend, it's going to start to happen. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. And you're out and about. You're doing things. You're feeling good. So that's my advice on that. You guys got any advice on how to get over someone or how to like pretend that shit's okay when it isn't?
Just jump like right into the next relationship like as quickly as you can. Just like just give it like 2 days, you know, get drunk for a day or two and then just fall.
Anyone
in love.
You see, just
rush, date. Just rush in and it'll just kind of mellow everything out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truthfully, that's the only thing that's ever worked for me. Time, of course. If you give it a lot of time, you'll feel a little bit better.
Grief.
But yeah, filling that hole with another woman or partner.
filling their hole.
Yeah.
Filling their hole.
Thank you.
But an actual non-funny answer is journal. Just journal.
Writing everything.
Yeah, write every crazy thought.
Even get that shit out.
Even if you write down the same thought like over and over and over again.
Get that shit out.
Because your brain will just play shit on repeat and every crazy thought. And then when you're done, rip it up, shred it up, burn it, all your feelings, just fucking let everything out. It really helps.
And also show gratitude to what you have going on. The winning streak momentum, like, taking that bad thoughts like, oh my God, I miss them, blah, 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 to changing it to be like, I'm glad that this is over. I can see the bad signs, everything like that. I've actually always had that mentality like to get over someone, you have to get under someone, until I broke up with someone the first time that I was in mad head over heels for, and I was trying to hook up with this other person and it was just so floppy that I was trying to thumb it in. I'm like, I need to get this thing. I'm crying. And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, don't worry about me. I'm just trying to take care of you. I'm legit just trying to thumb my cock inside her. And that was one of the worst moments of my life.
Yeah, rebound sex is so bad.
I legit, like, it wasn't working. So I just looked at her and I said, just hold me, please.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a 6'5 demon, butt naked and sweaty. I'm just like, hold me. Like, I can't do this right now. And she's like, did someone die? I'm like, no, I just got out of a breakup.
Oh, my gosh. Was she cool about it?
She was like a high school friend. So, and it was the first time that we ever thought that was a good time to hook up. Maybe she was trying to take advantage of me. Oh, what was going on? Because I was down so bad. But we just sat there and she just held me. Aww. and played with my hair. It was so horrible.
You can also get in a relationship with their best friend. That helps a lot.
Yeah, fucking their best friend always.
Yeah, I'd fuck all their friends. Yeah. Find somebody else who's heartbroken and then you just like build a relationship on mutual. It's called trauma bonding. That's really good. That helps out a lot. Yeah.
Obviously, if you're listening, don't take any of our advice whatsoever.
Trauma bonding is not healthy.
But after one of the biggest breakups that I've had, I did go to Bali, and that's how we're going to get into the asshole stroke story.
Yeah.
You guys ready to just jump into this?
Yeah, I've been ready.
I'm so curious how you thought a massage parlor in Bali would get you a brand deal. I don't understand.
And because also I've never been to a place where these type of services and deluxe.
Well, clearly because you thought there was a brand deal involved in it.
Okay, mind you, at this time in my life, I had 70,000 followers. I was heartbroken. I was destroyed. I was with my best friend. I was crying every single day. I didn't know how to cope. I was like, I'll never get over this person. I'm destroyed. I'm drinking. I'm a mess. I'm just the worst version of myself. So I get a message on Instagram from this place. I forgot what it was called, but it looked very professional. And they're like, hey, we'd love to have you come in. I'm like, sweet. I'm going to get a great massage. I'll film a bit of it. I'll post it as a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll get it for free.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like me and my best friend, we also didn't have that much money. So I was like, oh, whatever. We'll go do that. I go into this place and they say, oh, you want to choose your girl? And I'm like, well, I'm cool with like whoever. Like the dudes usually get like nice deep massages. Like I would appreciate that. So, hi, you little mamacitas. This little ad break is specific for our entrepreneurs and our business babes and everyone out there hustling and grinding and getting it on. I remember my early days in e-commerce when I was shipping out all my orders by myself. This shit it takes time. It's stressful. It takes a minute. So that's why we have a massive shout out to fucking ShipStation today. If you've started your own little crystal business online, you're selling, you're shipping out orders on Etsy, or you know, you're shipping out dildos, you wanted to create your own thing, or your little panty business where you're selling your naughty little stinky knickers, which is a big, big industry, by the way. That is why we're here with ShipStation. It makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else. You can import your orders from any sales channel. You can ship with any carrier using our deeply discounted rates. Automate just about any shipping task. Spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business, because that's what matters. We don't care about this shit. We want to get it out of the house. We want to go back to making more orders, making more money, and making more products and selling those naughty little panties. Now, no matter what where you're selling, so if you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, anytime, on your cell phone. You know, you could be in the middle of the Caribbean because you're a businesswoman and you're making shit happen. Okay, so if you want to use this, ship more in less time, just use my code TAPIN. That's all you need to get a 60-day free trial. So 60 days, 2 months free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, type in TAPIN. That's ShipStation.com, enter code TAPIN. And let's make ship happen. Sell those stinky panties, make that money. And let's make it happen.
Dude, I love ShipStation.
Really?
Yeah, I sell t-shirts with my face on them for, you know, I have a lot of, mostly women who want my face on their bodies.
I would.
Thank you. And I use ShipStation. I ship them out every week using ShipStation. They give me the best prices to ship out. And it's just easy. It's so much easier than packaging it, going to USPS. Getting one of those boxes, I much rather use ShipStation. It organizes, it keeps inventory, it does everything for me.
Save a lot of hassle.
It saves a lot of hassle, so I definitely would recommend ShipStation to those out there.
I'm joking. I'm joking. That was going to go so south. But they're just like, I just said, just want the base level one. Like, oh, you can have like an oil one where they like slide on your body and shit. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, what type of massage is going on here? She's like, anything you need. Sometimes we have like couples come in. There'll be like 4 or 5 massage therapists like taking care of them. I'm like, how do you need so many people like taking care of you? What the fuck's going on? And they're just like, oh, it's just some people have like that interest and want to spend that type of money. So I'm with my best friend and we go into separate rooms. And they're like, oh, get naked. And it's like a flatbed it's like a flatbed, but the side of it is like high as well. So it's kind of like on a platform. So you're like in the middle of like essentially like a nice foamy mattress with like a towel down and there's music playing. But you can hear people walking outside because it's very sketchy. Mind you, the massage I picked was Lava Flow. And that should have been a warning that lava will flow out of me. So I'm there. I know my best friend's in the other room beside me. And this lovely lady walks in. She starts giving me this bang average massage. I'm like, this is pretty terrible. She's like, oh, like roll over. And mind you, I'm fresh off a breakup. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, nothing's going to work. Nothing's going to happen. Flips me over. And that should have been the warning sign right there. When I'm butt naked, there's nothing covering me. And she is prying my legs open with her feet. So I'm full on spreading my cheeks in front of this person, which I was like, fuck, I feel so sorry because I haven't, you know, shaved the behind there. And I don't know if I would ever be comfortable with seeing myself from that angle. So I don't know how she's going to feel. Anyway, so she's like massaging out my legs and then it gets to my asshole. And I'm like, what the fuck? I pricked up when I felt a thumb go around there. I was like, hey, what's going on back there? She couldn't speak English. So she was just thumbing around my hole. Anyway, so I was confused. I haven't had too much asshole play in my life, but I just know it's really good. It's a good time. I just haven't really been comfortable that much with a person to like, hey, like go back there. Cause it's always usually, I'm usually about the other person. Anyway, she flips me over. I don't know what she did to me, but I have never felt such a sensation in my entire life. She had wizard fingers. Cause mind you, before this I was crying. Like I was in the tuk-tuk on the way there, which is, the little tuk-tuks? No, they're like a three-person like scooter. With like a lid on it. I was like crying on the way there, destroyed and upset. And she flipped me over and I don't know what she did, but she stroked the fucking genie bottle and he just, boom, he was up at attention.
Prostate.
No, it was on my cock this time. Oh, okay. Yeah. So she left that area and she came back to the front. And I wish I watched what she did because it was literally like, probably 30 seconds that she just worked the fuck out of what was going on down here, as well as stroking. And I think there was a bit of the tip of her finger inside my asshole. My friend, his asshole fully got fingered, like knuckle deep. Like it was crazy. He's like, oh, you get the knuckle? And I was like, no, fuck no.
You get knuckled up?
Yeah. Did she go deep in your ass? I was like, oh, no. I guess I didn't give her enough time. But whatever she did, it felt better than head. It felt better. It didn't feel better than sex, but it was one of the most insane things. I legit, I was like, whoa, shit, she was making me cut. Like, I screamed. Everyone could hear me. And I legit busted the fattest nut. I got myself up the chin. I hit the wall, dribbled all down my body. And I just looked at her. I was like, I'm sorry. That's never happened before me. And she's like giggled and then left. And then it turns out we still had 15 minutes left in our massage. And I just went in the shower and like sat by myself, like trying to think about what the fuck just happened to me.
Wow.
It was a 20-minute massage too.
Crazy.
It was great.
Wait. Can we pause? I have a follow-up question.
Did you get a brand deal out of
it? Yeah, what was a brand deal business?
If you're looking to get jerked off, go check out this swipe up. Swipe up to get jerked off. He thought he was going to get a free massage.
Yeah, I thought it was a free massage for a story post. And then I got there and I paid for it.
But it was a happy ending.
And then I realized the what was actually going on. And I was like, I can't post about this. I'm sorry.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So there was no post involved?
No, but I told all my friends, and I know about three guys that have gone back and had the insane experience. Get the lava flow because it makes sense.
Went to Bali a year and a half ago. I wish I knew you. I would have gone.
Yeah, I would have been like, here, use my referral code, Harry20. you get 20 seconds added. But the reason why I brought up the massage story is because I wanted to dive headfirst into how to give a good hand job.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How good is this transition? I'm getting good at this shit.
Yeah, yeah, dude, you're a pro.
So hand jobs and blowjobs. Now, I'm not sure if you heard about the Call of Daddy Gluck Gluck fucking 9,400 and back squat thing. I don't know if I've ever had one of those. I actually haven't heard of their description. I just knew that Alex created the Gluck Gluck 3000.
I've never heard of this.
Apparently, it's just like a blowjob technique. But I just wanted to talk about hand jobs. Because a lot of my friends have never nutted from a hand job. And I just think people are overlooking what actually needs to happen. And I think, for me personally, the key thing in any situation, if you're given hand or a nice, juicy blowjob, is saliva. You need to just fucking absolutely coat that eggplant. You need to just fucking dribble. You know how you have like... Like, for me personally, I just love it when it's just fucking absolutely drenched. Like, I've just put it in a puddle, you know?
Yeah.
Sex, too. You ever have, like, the sex where you have to inch it in and get it, the vagina juices all over it? Use saliva, and then pump one is good to go.
Yeah, and it's done in that single pump.
Yeah, and then you're gone.
And then you're out, like Batman. but one of the biggest things and one of the craziest blowjobs that I ever got was from this girl who actually didn't really give me a blowjob. It really pissed me off. But it was one of those things where I look back and I was and I'm like, damn, that was really good. One of the best things, we called her Jolene the Parmesan Queen. For no reason, just because it sounds good.
Do you, in Australia, like, were you the guy that came up with all your friends' nicknames?
Yeah, yeah. So we like I was hanging out with this girl for a minute, and legit, like, it wasn't that for no reason.
You were hanging out with Jolly the Parmesan Queen for a minute?
Jolene the Parmesan Jolene. Queen. Yeah, because it just sounded good. Yeah. If you say Parmesan Queen after anything, it just sounds good, right? She was awesome, and I haven't spoken to her in years, and I don't know what she's doing, but it was like a long time ago. But she teased me so much to the point where I like legit was about to like explode. Like, it was one of the craziest things ever. She really took her time. Like, and I think one of the key components with her blowjob was the fact that she was giving me the sloppiest hand job ever. Like, mind you, we're dudes. We don't really need too much. It's just like a stroke. Like, just don't squeeze it like you're trying to pop a pimple, because you will legit strangle that thing, and like, you'll probably get a blood clot down there. You know, you have to be like obviously a nice, good grip is always welcome. Don't squeeze the fuck out of it like you're trying to choke a chicken. Just really like take it. And the twisting motion's always good. Like, if you're up and down twisting, but legit, like, just like you're shaking a Macarena, whatever they're called.
Shake weight.
Oh yeah. Shake weight. Yeah. Get one of those for practice. But I think it was because the key thing that she was doing is she had a lot of saliva, and she was just beating me off like an absolute champion. And then by the time she got down there, I was like, yo, like, I'm so close. And she literally put it in her mouth for like probably like 45 seconds. And I had to like try and pull her head off. I was like, chill, please stop. And she just locked it, because she also had her hands on my bum, which was really good, like around and on my legs. I always feel comforted when someone has their hands like on you. They're not like, the hands aren't down by their sides, or they're either you know, got a nice grip on your nuts. I'm not trying to push your nuts back in, because it goes in and it's scary. Just like a nice like cupping motion, as well as like hands around your legs and your bum, and maybe like your lower back or chest and shit. Like, if you're doing anything like that, just make sure you're touching them as much as you can. When I was younger and I'd come quick, I'd always blame them. I was so toxic. I'd be like, look, if you didn't have that going on down there, if it wasn't so tight, welcoming and juicy, my kids wouldn't want to escape my body. You need to figure that out. Like, it's really annoying. Like, I don't know if I ever want to have sex with you again because of how good that is.
You're just gaslighting them.
I was the worst. Like, I'm better now because I'm just like, you know what?
But that's not a bad gaslight, because you're complimenting.
Yeah, but also, like, imagine just laying there with like my cum all on your stomach, and I'm just like, This is your fault. This is because of you. And I'm like, standing there naked with a boner. My dick's like slowly deflating. My hands on my hips. Like, you did this, young lady. Please don't ever do this again. And all she did was just lay there like, But also, I just got that question on my OnlyFans as well. Someone said, what's a good tip to last longer? I don't know if we've spoken about this, but my biggest and best tip is, lads, if you're ever in the moment and you're feeling like it's about to be over before it should be, just stop. Just fuck off. No.
Switch positions.
We'll stop and like slow it down. Like, slow it down as much as possible. For me, I saw someone comment on the episode where we briefly touched on this. He said, oh, if a girl's on top, it still makes me come regardless. Slow it down and control the narrative of the situation. Really like try and explore her body, because the less time that you're inside her, the more time you're going to last, like, once you get back. Like, you need that time to, like, it's like when you get killed on COD. You know, you have the kill cam, we're like, oh, shit. Like, you need that cool down period to, like, come back down to earth and, like, whatever. But I always, if you're a little bit worried about that stuff, I always found that, like, my friends always like, oh, yeah, go bust a nut beforehand. Doesn't work for me. Doesn't work. Like, I'll still be, you know, if I'm really into it, I'll still be, like, quick and bust a quick nut. So the biggest advice is try and get if you're with her and things are heating up, get a blowjob first, or like, you know, have foreplay with each other, go down on her, make her come, and then be like, oh, I don't have sex yet, like, let's just fool around. And then if she gives you head, then the second time you're about to come and about to have sex for the second time, because you haven't fucked, you'll be lasting like a legend. That's what I used to do when I was, you know, be with a girl and I was a bit worried about that stuff. I would be there and I'd focus solely on foreplay. So then by the time we were about to have sex, I knew I had at least 4 minutes in the tank. No. I knew that I'd be able to like give her a good turn. And then this second round after that, you're you've made an afternoon of it, and you know, you've got two very happy customers. Also on this, I found this beautiful website where it says common misconceptions that women have for sex, and maybe we could speak on a couple of them. Why are you smiling like that? You're just so excited. Your partner should automatically know how to please you. That's number two. Some of these are terrible, but they said good sex is a skill, and most of us, regardless of gender, don't receive adequate sex education and support around sex, pleasure, and intimacy. The best ways to have the sexual experience you truly want is to communicate your needs and desires to your partner rather than hoping that they will read your mind. And that's where...
1,000%.
Yeah, we're big fans of that. That's why we talk about this stuff. That's why we want to help you guys, because no one's going to know. Like, no one has any idea, and especially if you're dating someone or you've been with them for a minute, I know it's hard. And I know when I first started hooking up with people, I didn't really know how to dirty talk and, like, explain, like, what I wanted without, like, you know, upsetting them. So I think I feel like there's different versions of me. There's me normal, and then there's me in the bedroom, where you can kind of like, I feel like if you can try and unleash that naughty side of you in the bedroom and talk about that stuff, then, you know, maybe your partner will see you as like a different human behind closed doors, and you can be that naughty little nurse.
Dude, I feel like our emergency episode has made you a legend in these streets.
Oh, I saw someone comment. Someone commented, we need someone that's had sex with Harry on to confirm. That's not going to happen. That will not happen. Maybe we'll get Francesca on and talk about it, but she also...
You guys have had sex?
Once, yeah.
Nice, dude.
Nah, but maybe we'll get her on, but she also had me when I was 20, like 3 years ago, so 21, about to turn 24. So I'm a little bit more mature. I know what the fuck's going on now. Well, I believe I do. Anyway, and also the girls in my gym that keep talking about it, saying that I feel like I'm a god in the bedroom, that's not correct. I'm just what I try and do is I'm trying to be transparent with you guys, because I want you to know what goes on in my world. So hopefully you can take maybe 10% of it and apply it to your life, and it makes a whole world of difference. That's all. I'm not saying I'm a legend in the bedroom. I'm just saying what I like to do. And if it sounds good to you, then sounds good to me.
Okay. I got some questions on Tapping Clips.
Oh, damn.
Can we discuss a male's view on single moms on the podcast? Like, would you date? Is it a turnoff, et cetera? Advice for single moms in the dating scene.
Damn.
I'd date a single mom. I don't care.
I have. Well, I didn't date her. We were just seeing each other for a minute. I think it's always good to be, as a dude, it's always good to be respectful of the kid, because it's very impressionable. And you don't want to come in the scene and be like, oh, I'm your new dad and stuff like that, because that kid, like, it'll really fuck up a kid. And
I'll let the kid know. Date number two, I'm like, I'm your dad.
Yeah. Call me Papa. Papito. I personally think it's hot. Like, I don't know if I'm weird, but I just think that if there's a single mom, like, I feel like, damn, like, she's, you know, got a lot of she's a grown woman. Like, she's got a lot of responsibility. She's got her shit together, because she's not only like looking after her life, she's looking after someone else's, like a child, and raising a kid is no easy feat. So I personally think that that's like a sign of someone who has their shit together, even if, you know, it may be hard or a hard process. So I personally am attracted to that.
I would assume she has no time for like bullshit either.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, they're trying to, you know, make sure they're doing what's best for the kid and stuff like that. So I personally think that that's a good quality. But if you're, I just couldn't imagine being a dude and like worried about that. That's like, I feel like that's just a very, like, if you're going into the dating scene, or if you started seeing someone who's a single mom and you're like annoyed about them having a kid, I feel like that's a very insecure way to go about it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just like peak insecurity. If you're just like, oh no, she's hooked up with someone else and there's a child that remains. It's like,
well, for me, I'm not insecure, and I'm not necessarily don't want to hook up or date single moms.
Yeah.
But I think I would prefer not a single mom because
you'd like them married.
Because I prefer them still married. And I want them to cheat on their significant other. No, but I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want the responsibility of being a stepdad or taking on their... I'm not saying I'm against it,
I see.
But I don't know if it's something that I'd prefer to come in and have this interesting dynamic of having to meet their kid and taking on that role.
I guess I'm probably... Because I'm excited about being a dad, so it'd be kind of like a good way to have a test run. If that's a bad thing to say, but I feel like for me, I'd just be like, oh, cool, hyped. Like I get a little champion to look after. But then again, I understand that. I guess I'm probably just thinking about it like short term, like, oh yeah, yeah. Hook up a couple.
Yeah, short term doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, but I feel, yeah, long term it's probably would weigh on your mind because you'd have to be a little bit more cautious about how you move. But I personally wouldn't see it as an issue. You know, if there's any MILFs out there. Actually, I am talking to a MILF right now.
Nice.
So good. I just saw her on TikTok and she's blowing up right now because her daughter is like, oh yeah, everyone wants to know what your mom looks like. And insane. She said, I have a little boy face. And I'm like,
wait, so you started talking to the daughter and then got to the mom? Or you were talking?
Nice.
No, I went straight to the mom. Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. Just making
yeah,
sure.
No, we're texting now. She's in Miami or something. And she's just like telling me I have a little boy face. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but like, thank you. I was like, do you like little boy face? She's Brazilian. It's hard for her to speak English.
Oh, Brazilians. Ooh, are beautiful. Nice.
Oh, stunning. I think they're one of the most attractive people. I don't know if that's
they are.
No, that's everybody says that.
They're
you're
so
not,
gorgeous.
You're not unusual for thinking that.
They're healthy. They eat acai bowls all the time.
They're in the sun.
Beautiful.
Yeah. They're shaking their
diverse
bums.
Diverse too.
So good.
There's all sorts of different types of Brazilians. Yeah. It's not just one kind.
Yeah.
And they're typically pretty nice people too. They're not like the French. They're not assholes.
Yeah.
My last name is French.
Mine too.
Yeah, you fucking.
I didn't know your last name was French.
Nah, I don't know.
Are you, would you sleep with a virgin?
No. I am the virginity, like, I'm like the fucking, I'm like the infinity gauntlet of virginities. When I was going through high school, I was kind of the guy. The virginity taker.
we used to call him the cherry pie baker.
You're the grim reaper of people's virginity.
Yeah, no, but it was horrible. Like, it wasn't, you feel like some sort of responsibility. So I'm not a, you know, if it's, again, like it's situational, if it's the right person, for sure, I would love to do that. I would be honored. But I feel like once, when I was younger, and I think I'm taking like 6 virginities, and I wasn't really going about it in a respectful way, and I feel like the sex wasn't. Everyone has like high hopes for when they're having sex for the first time, and I feel like I probably let those 6 people down, like really bad. But I was like, look, it starts at ground level and it gets way better. Okay, so we have a couple questions to the Tap In page, Tap In Clips on Instagram. If you want to DM questions for the show, so this girl has a handful of questions. Her first one is, what if we don't like being eaten out? I don't know. I know I've had some people that are like uncomfortable with it, but I've been like, look, like, just like, please relax. I always say, like, I'll close my eyes, I won't look at it if that's what you're, you know, worried about or like a little bit scared of. I'm like, I won't look at it, just let me do this for you, because it makes me feel better about myself. So I really just, I guess, exercise patience. And if you don't appreciate it, then if you don't like it, then I feel like someone's done it wrong, you know, like, who doesn't like head or whatever? So I feel like just takes a bit of patience and understanding your body and being comfortable with your body, which, again, like, everyone's different, and I'm sure that I probably missed the mark on that. But someone wants to know, are you a tits or an ass guy? I love a nice ass, but I will never do anal.
Fair enough.
Which is weird.
Makes sense, no.
I like staring at someone's asshole when I'm hitting it from the back. You know, make it wink at you. What about you guys?
I am a big face guy. I'm a big soul guy. I like a girl's soul. I like.
Yeah,
I just want to know.
Big warm heart.
I just like a girl with a big warm heart who's like a good, nice person.
That's what I like.
I don't know what. I don't know what kind of stuff you're into.
I'm a different breed over here. Yeah.
I like a girl with a nice stomach.
Huh?
Yeah, like good abs.
They do their crunches in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nipple rings. Yes or no?
Yes.
Huge yes. I'm
not a fan.
I only saw them in high school. I haven't seen any girls with nipple rings.
Yeah, they phased out a little
bit. I'm not
a
fan. That's like where you're going to feed your future child. Don't mess that up.
What happened to him?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, what's going on this episode?
But am I crazy?
And then, whatever, we're leaving you. He wants to stare in the soul he's thinking about feeding their child.
Like, I dare you to say that to a woman with pierced nipples. What about your future children?
Yeah.
She's sitting there with a metal bar through her titty, and you're just like, have you thought about your son, if you're going to have a son in the future?
By the way, Abby,
are you
going to
make your son
take him out and they close
up? Are you going to make your son suck on your nipple ring? Yeah, and there's a bunch of scar tissue there.
You're a terrible human.
Am I crazy?
You're ring shaming. Nipple ring shaming. And then the final question that we have of the day, pubic hair. Are we fans of it?
Yeah, why not? I don't give a shit.
Really?
Nah, whatever.
Needs to at least be trimmed, manicured. I'm not a fan of a jungle down there. I don't want to go to the rainforest.
More the better. I want something to nestle up. Nestle my
what
head
is going
into.
On with him? I'm not trying to kink shame it. Oh my god, it's like fuck.
I prefer a bald eagle.
Yeah,
but yeah, like but bald. I could trim is fine. But if, yeah, just no.
You know what?
Gyms.
You know what? I love a nice wax and like taking care of situation.
I like it too.
Because then it's like, you know, you go down there and it's like, oh, you know, she looks after herself. It's really good. And I'm not trying to shame your pubic hair whatsoever. I personally grow mine out, but I trim it. I also like a nice landing strip. I feel like that's really hot when girls have like, when it's like fully like, you know, like a mowed lawn. It's like fully manicured and like
old school.
Yeah, it looks sick. But again, like, have I had sex with girls that have like crazy pubic hair? Yeah, absolutely. It just makes it difficult trying to go down on her because it's like you've got hair up your nose. You don't know if you're sucking on a clit or just like a dreadlock. You don't know.
Oh, God.
You don't know what's going on. But personally, me, I love a nice taking care of situation. So thank you so much. That is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you go have sex with someone ASAP. Enjoy yourself.
Test these theories out.
Yeah, test the theories out. Go and get some sex toys. Make sure you come, squeak, squeal, and squander. I don't know where I'm going with that. If you did enjoy the episode, 5 stars, please DM us on Instagram. I do check my DMs. We do check the DMs for Tap In Clips. If you enjoyed the episode, tweet at me. I will repost a couple of these people. If you do add it to your story, I will reply. That's my rule. I will always reply if you're hyping up the podcast, if you enjoyed it. And also, if you did watch us on YouTube, make sure you drop a comment down below on some things you want us to touch on. Maybe you have a couple questions. Maybe you want a guest on. Who knows? Just drop them down below. We did it last. The last one was kind of serious with Luca talking about his story and how he made, you know, the money that he did, because I want to kind of hit all avenues. Like, I love talking about sex and fucking and whatnot, but I also do love business chat and stuff like that. So if that is something you want to hear more of, we'll see if we can get, you know.
You should argue with people in the comments too, like getting fights in the comments section.
I delete them.
You delete the fights?
I can't do it.
It's good for the algorithm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hype them up.
So.
Yeah, I'll try and like, I'll call
egg them
like,
on.
A little arguing's okay, but when they get negative and mean, I delete them too.
Oh, if you say one negative thing about Harry or me or Ari, we'll delete that.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't even read the bad ones. Yeah. I only reply to the good ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much, and thank you for tapping in.